And that, when you apply that with multi-species research, is really interesting, because that interest within participatory research of challenging, you know, you might, because you might find people saying, well, dogs can't do this kind of research, just sort of immediately dismissing the possibility that non-humans might be involved in a research project. But what's at the heart of participatory research is really challenging this idea of just dismissing who can know. So I think that works really well when you try and translate that into the multi-species situation. And an example of that is what I was talking about before, this green plants as intelligent organisms. So this focus on questioning our assumptions about competency, would it help to push us to think more about whether plants, for example, are capable of cognition in particular frameworks, or other animals might be as well. there's also questions about, so you know, of course you come up with this problem of can dogs talk, the language that dogs talk in isn't something that all humans are comfortable, you know, they don't necessarily understand it, might not look like language. So some of the, I mean, Clara Mancini might be talking about this later actually, but in her talk, but we thought it was very interesting that there's already a range of non-verbal methods. So there's already a range of methods of trying to figure out what humans who can't speak, what their needs might be, what their preferences might be. There's already methods that are sort of being developed around that. So Clara particularly is very interested in how you might think about the fact that there's already been methods developed for working with humans who can't talk or might not be able to express themselves verbally. So there's ways you can think about non-humans as well, maybe thinking about different communication methods. So I guess this is another element of the review that I was talking about, where they emphasise that what's really important in participatory research is the onus is sort of on the research designers to find ways to allow those affected by knowledge processes to contribute, to enable participation. So it's not, you know, they talk about that as being one of the sort of responsibilities, one of the not the requirements, but that what's really essential to that kind of work is finding ways of enabling participation. So part of that is sort of challenging your own routines, challenging academics' ways of knowing, challenging things you take for granted, so that you can create knowledge in a much more open and participatory and socially just kind of way. So I think that as well is another affinity between participatory action research and multi-species methods that could help each of them speak to the other. But I also think that the work that's been done criticising participation within geography, within development, is also really helpful for thinking about participation with non-humans as well. Because what they talk about in relation to development, so in the Cook and Kotari book, they talk about how there just seems to be this assumption, automatic assumption, that participation is a good thing. So it's the idea that everybody should participate, that it would benefit everybody to participate, and if they're not participating, then they're not, then people aren't sort of fulfilling their civic duty, or they're not contributing properly. So they're very critical of this, and I think this is really important to think about in relation to non-humans as well. Like when we were organising our workshops, this was sort of a really strong catalyst for us to think about this, was this situation where we were out with the beekeepers, and when we went to the orchard, I've never seen a bee swarm in my whole life, but the day that we go out for a multi-species participatory research project on bees, at the orchard that we went to, there was a swarm up in the tree. And so the beekeepers immediately caught the swarm and put it in a box where the queen bee couldn't leave, so there's a queen excluder, so that the queen has to stay within the box, and so all the bees eventually sort of come in and they decide, well, we have to stay here, and so they start making the hive. And it sort of really brought to light this kind of, so these bees were not willing participants in our participatory project at all. They got sort of taken and put in this box with very little choice of what kinds of things they were going to do. So it really made us, I mean, we were questioning this all the way through, but there was this kind of question of, do the dogs really want to come and you know, hang out in the you saw them before in the seminar room where they came to. Well, how could you think about, is there a problem with just assuming that participation would bring benefits to non-humans. So how could you keep that question always open and be very cautious about this assumption that